What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday and happy
fucking
July.
Yay.
Another day, another month.
Yeah, huh?
Yep. Here we are. Jerry, what are you grateful for today? I forgot to think about this. I just remembered.
Yeah, it should come off of my... Just, you know what? I'm grateful for my washer and dryer.
Nice. That's a good one, because some people don't have that.
Yeah,
I'm grateful for it. Or have to lug their shit to a laundromat.
Oh my gosh, oh, I remember Lord doing bless. That. With two kids in tow sometimes, that was hard.
I'm sorry, what?
God.
Two kids in tows?
In tow? Like, taking two kids and the laundry soap and the...
In tow?
In tow.
I've never heard that expression.
Really?
No.
Wow. And not like T-O-E, like T-O-W.
Right. Yeah. Like to tow something.
Yeah.
Oh, understood. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess if you're towing, like you're lugging and towing them along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I just picture you with like both the kids in one arm.
Oh, I had the
like across their chest.
I had the big double stroller, but all this. Oh, my God. And it was a pain in the ass because you'd have to like go to your car, grab it. Bring it back in, but you're not leaving your kids in the car, you know, and you can't leave the kids in the store while you go get the other load, so it's like back and forth. Mm-hmm. Oh. I love your washer and dryer.
That's a good one. I like that one. Or some people wash their shit in lakes.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
I love that. This is going to sound corny. I'm grateful for Zane.
That's not corny at all. That's adorable.
I came home from Boston this weekend and he had roses. Come on. I cried.
That is so sweet.
Isn't it?
So sweet.
You raised a good one. I'm just really grateful for him. And he picked me up and he was so happy. He left. He's like, okay, I'm on my way. And I was like, you're going to get here like 40 minutes too early. Like, why'd you leave already? He's like, I don't know. I was just excited.
Aww, plus he had to stop and get roses.
He had to stop and get roses and gas, so I got it after. But I was like, that's cute.
Aww.
So yeah, I'm grateful for him. It's just like...
The little things, right?
The little things and
me
like...
And the worst.
Even
I
if-
mean, me the worst. Most worst, you know?
It's those little things that really fucking get you. Cup half full, cup half empty. It's just like, even if like everything can go wrong in my life and I still have him... And that's like a good feeling.
I get it.
Yeah. He's like my rock. And like, general, just waking up and like having him to talk to and just like, we're very like-minded people. And I don't know. I'm just grateful to him. He gets on my grateful list because I write three down every day. He's on there a lot.
Aww.
Especially on the days where I'm fucking annoyed and mad at everything. He's on there.
Aww, that's like, sweet.
Yeah. He's my common denominator in everything in my life.
Yeah.
Love you, Zane.
Aww. He's a good one.
That's my grateful.
I should have been grateful forever. I'm always grateful forever, but I should make him... I should put him on my list. Yeah.
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 Yeah, they're good. What the fuck would we do without him?
It's so funny because he's so optimistic. Like, I could... Like, the other day when you had text me, I was having, like, just a shitty day. Like, anything and everything that can go wrong was going wrong, just like you said, you know? And it was just like a whole bunch of, I was surrounded by ugliness, you know, and just him with a smile on his face and we'll get through it and da 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 da. And it's just like, sometimes I want to just punch him in the face and go, are you kidding me? Shut up. Stop telling me we're going to get through it and tell me how we're going to get through it. But it's just the positiveness that I could appreciate, because even he doesn't, if he worries, he doesn't show me he worries, mm-hmm. which I think is a good thing, because mm-hmm. both of us worrying would be a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we counterbalance each other well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, he's a good egg. I appreciate him.
Yeah.
I appreciate him.
But... I feel the same with Zane. He's just always like, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You're like, do this, do that. You're going to be fine. I'm like, oh. Thanks. You're kind of right. And I really value his opinion. So to hear something like that from him, I'm like, oh, okay. Good to know.
Aww.
I go to Zane. I'm fucking annoying. I go to him with everything. I'm like, I really don't know what I need to eat for lunch. Like, should I have this or this? Literally. I'm like, I don't know what to do first. Help. I have too many things on my to-do list. And he'll be like, okay, let's go through. I'm like, wow, you're an angel.
Sometimes it just takes that second set of eyes or just that opinion to make it all seem like, oh, okay.
All the time.
And he's very obviously intimate with you. Like, he knows you very well.
Yeah, so he knows, like, me better than I know myself.
Right. So it's like, okay, this is what you need to do first.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I look at him and I'm like, wow, you have your shit together. So, like, any advice you give me, I will take. Like, how do you not have anxiety and mental health issues? Please help. Nice? I don't know how. I don't know how. Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah. Grateful for Zane. Love him so much. It also is the first episode of July, meaning we have our favorites.
Yay.
With still no jingle. Da-da-da-da. If you're new here, every first episode of every month, we do our monthly favorites. We've just got three of them each for you guys. Just a little funsy thing of what we loved this month. So tell me, Jerry, what'd you love in June?
Good question.
She's finding it on her phone.
I purposely screenshotted it. Screenshot the things, and now I don't know. Oh, Amani picked me up one day because, you know, Aaliyah got us all kind of feeling like crapola. But he came home with a...
Knocking on wood.
Yeah.
I've been fine. My immune system is fucking elite.
So is mine, usually. And this is so annoying. It's actually so annoying. Okay, anyway. Amani brought me home a drink from 7-Eleven, which I thought he got from the bagel store. So the next day, I went there, and I was picking him up breakfast on the way to get Aaliyah from one of her APs.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my God, let me get the drink for Amani. And I went in there, and I'm like, well, where is it? He got it at 7-Eleven. So it's sold at 7-Eleven. It's called Go Smart.
Go Smart.
Go Smart. Cold organic pressed juice. Ooh. It was kale, cucumber, apple, spinach.
Do you have a picture of it? Can I see it? Is it like a rectangle bottle?
Celery, no. Celery, I don't know. My eyes are bad. It was so delicious. It was very green. The apple gave it that kind of apple saucy texture, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But thinner. It was so delicious. Completely packed with all kinds of healthy stuff. And I love healthy drinks. Mm-hmm. I remember what my third one was, by the way. Okay. Thanks. but it was so delicious. So like a delicious.
Nice green juice.
Yeah. So it's called Go Smart Cold Organic Pressed Juice from 7-Eleven.
I will try that.
It was delicious. Glass bottle.
It sounds right up my alley.
It's like a Snapple bottle size.
Oh, we love.
Yeah. Okay. Delish.
Yum.
Yes.
That sounds refreshing.
It was.
So you would love. Oh, you're going tomorrow. I was going to say, next time you go in the city, go to like a little bodega and just get their green juice. They like do it right in front of you with all their fresh shit. Me and Fran got one time we were in the city. I was like, that's fucking good.
So good.
Yeah, you just watch them put it all in there. And you're like,
As long as it's cold, because.
Yes.
I'll tell you when I get to my second one, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're fine.
I'm like trying to hiccup, catch my breath.
Okay, amazing. I want to try that. That sounds yummy. Have you ever had a ginger shot? Mm-hmm. Those are fun. You're like, woo!
I was just about to say, it's like, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in a good way. You're like, ooh, I just did something nice. And you love ginger.
I love ginger.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Okay. Mine is actually surprisingly a song. Because she just did a chest gurgle. That was not me.
I did it.
I actually, I just don't really listen to music as much as I used to at all. I'm such a podcast bitch nowadays. Or in the car, I like to call someone. So, like, I don't really ever, like, sit and just listen to music by myself. Very rare. But I am on TikTok. And there's this guy, Noah Davis. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He actually auditioned for American Idol, I think, a few years ago. If I showed you his face, you probably would recognize him. He's really made a name for himself now. I don't think he, like, got very far. I think he got kicked off, like, maybe the second round or whatever. Uh-huh. But he's gay, and he made a song called Holy Water. Oh my God, it's phenomenal. I will play you guys a snippet because it's that good. I am a straight woman, but I sing it like I'm gay. Like, I fucking love this song.
Really?
Yes. So I'm going to play a little. It's just, I don't know. It just gives me all the feels. So I'll play a part for you guys. I'm going to play the chorus.
Okay, it's praying, Lord, why they turn away. I've been the this way since I was 8. I cried right through my pillowcase, praying, Lord, please take this from me. I've walked through hell and back again, cause I'm a man who loves a man. No, you don't need to pray for me. No, I don't need.
Don't you want to like cry? Like I have chills all over my body right now. Like what the fuck? That song is so fucking good.
I always bring it back to we're in 2022 and people still give a shit.
Oh my God. And he posted a TikTok of this like church group, like singing in church. I was like, yes.
It's beautiful.
It was beautiful. Like just a bunch of people just like singing it together. Oh my God. I fucking love that song. I literally just had chills all over my body. I didn't even want to stop playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so good?
It's beautiful, yeah.
He's awesome. So, yeah, he makes a lot of amazing songs, but that one just, like, gets me.
Oh, and you
like,
know what?
I'm not broken, save your breath, and I don't need your holy water.
I don't, exactly.
I don't need your sympathy.
I'm not broken. Yeah, I'm not broken. I don't need that.
I walk through hell and back so again because I'm a man who loves a man? What?
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God, I still have chills. Yeah, that song gets me. So that's a favorite of mine for sure, because I haven't like I listen to like I don't know like the new Drake songs or whatever's popular right now. But that song, like when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, that's on repeat. Like you just scream it in the car, like oof.
Yeah, I'll have to show Aaliyah if she hasn't seen it yet because she's actually going, guys. I'm proud of my daughter. She's going to gay prom.
I love that for her.
Wednesday, one of these days, Thursday maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of her for going, you know? And it's just like, she went to prom and she's just going in support of a couple of her friends.
I love that.
But it's just so beautiful, you know? And and like, just like that song, it's like, we're 2022. And I mean, definitely not going to get super into it. We're 2022. The fact that people still give such a shit, you know? It's like, really? Come on. Come on. But that's a beautiful song and thank you for sharing it. And now I'm going to go have it on repeat.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like that because, fucking big, like loud. Oof.
It was like, you know, like the church down as by the school. Like, I remember passing there and them having the pride flag hanging outside.
A lot
of
churches are doing it now.
And I cried the very first time I saw it because it was a couple of years ago. But I remember crying because I'm like, how beautiful is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just so beautiful. But to me, it's like, it shouldn't have to come to. Yeah, like it shouldn't make me cry because it should already be now I'm crying.
I know. This song is just so beautiful.
But it shouldn't have to be like, wow, look at them. They're accepting because everybody should just be accepting.
Yeah, it's
it
like
shouldn't
accepting
be like
the bare minimum.
Right. It should be like it should be everywhere. Everybody should be welcomed and everywhere.
Yes.
Ugh. Okay.
Yes. Regain.
Woo!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so my second thing, and going off of Juice, we had went to Aaliyah's boyfriend's parents' house for dinner.
How fucking cute is that, guys? When she told me, I was like, that's adorable.
Yes, and he's Jamaican, and they made a lot of traditional Jamaican foods.
I'm kind of jealous you didn't bring anything home, but it's fine.
But you know what he made us to drink?
What?
Carrot juice.
Oh my God, look at you just drinking all your vegetables.
Carrot juice. When I tell you, I would have had 3 cups full, but it wasn't very cold because he just did it.
Okay.
And I felt like it needed to be colder.
I love carrots.
But he said he presses the carrots and he puts a little lemon juice or lime juice, one of them, the juice of a lime or a lemon. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because at first he was like, you don't have to try it if you don't want to. It's just like a tradition. And I'm like, no, I'm going to try everything. I never knock it before I try it, you
Same,
know?
Yeah.
And I said, plus I got really bad vision.
Carrots help your vision?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that.
So
actually,
I'm like, maybe I need to drink the whole pitcher of it. But it was so delicious. So, yeah.
I love carrots.
Fresh carrot juice.
Just carrots.
Yeah, and he said lime or a lemon or something in there.
Mm.
It was so yummy. It was so yummy. And it wasn't like thick or any, it was mm-hmm. it was really good.
I like fantasize about getting a juicer and like doing that, but I know that it would probably be like a fad that lasts like a 2 weeks.
Right, you would do it once or twice and mm-hmm. then it would just sit there.
And then I'd be like,
dust.
Oh my god, this is so much work and I'm just gonna go buy one. Like I feel like that's what happened.
You know,
like,
what though, if you do drink them often, it's worth it, because I know yeah. juices are expensive, but I know I went one time to, what's the juice place?
Tropical smoothie?
Yes. And Aileen had bought, we got 2 smoothies mm-hmm. and she got herself a sandwich before going to work. So 2 smoothies and a sandwich, and it was $24.
Yeah.
And I said, well, holy shit, how expensive are these things? I looked at the receipt and I got, it was smaller than this and it was like $9.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just like not a going or outer, like in that sense. And I was like, yeah. $9 for a juice. I mean, it was delicious.
I guess it depends on like what fruit is in there and like where they're importing it from. Also fucking inflation mm-hmm. and like the ingredients that they're using. Because people are like, oh, like, I don't know, just like complaining about prices going up. But it's like these businesses need to stay afloat,
mm-hmm.
you know, like pay their customers, pay for their shit, like. International shipping costs are getting so much more expensive.
Right.
Or like rent, just to rent a place. Like, yeah, these places need to stay afloat. They can't just break even.
Right.
So it makes sense, but I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds delicious.
That was a rant. Okay. What's your second?
Yeah. Wait, I was going to say something about.
Oh.
Oh, I was just going to, this is so fucking dumb, but I'll say it anyway. I was just going to relate the idea of having like a juicer and then like being over it to like my pasta maker. Like, was it fun? Yeah. But like, will I ever make homemade fresh pasta again instead of just boiling a box from the store? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, it's fun. But like, I wasn't like, oh my God, this is like game changing and so much better. Like, right. Now I love a box pasta.
Right.
Or I can go to my local Italian market and buy their fresh pasta.
Right.
But like, it's a fun activity. So like, if somebody else wanted to do it with me, like I would.
Like on
but
a
I would
cold, like, rain, on a winter day or something.
That's true.
Like that.
You're absolutely yeah. right. Maybe I will do
but,
it again.
Yeah, life goes like this, that I feel like there's not enough time to sit there and do that. So it's like when you become a grandma, then you'll make your homemade pasta.
Yes.
So.
When I'm somebody's nonna, I will.
Right. Then you can sit there and make the pastas for everybody.
Absolutely. Or maybe I would like to do like a ravioli or a stuffed shell or something instead of just pasta with sauce.
Right.
Okay. You're right. Maybe on our cold days where we don't want to leave the house. Right now, I'm just like not in that.
She's in phase. She's right now go mode.
I am. And I just want to lay on a beach, you know?
Right. It's coming. Tomorrow's supposed to be hot.
I think tomorrow I'm going to do that. I'm going to get up in the morning.
And go.
No ifs, ands, or buts, and just go to the beach.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I think
I'll be in the city. You'll be at the beach.
I have so much fun with that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Guys, tomorrow's Aaliyah's first college campus tour.
Yay!
So, excited.
Somebody, I think some people, maybe one person, commented on our Instagram post, like recommending something for Aaliyah. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't.
But she has a million schools on her list already, so. Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Okay. My second is Nuuly. It is a clothing rental service. Yeah.
Nuuly.
Yes. Nuuly. I will put a link in the description because I have like a affiliate link that you guys can get $10 off. And then I get like, I think 10 bucks or something like that, like credit. So if you guys want to sign up for it, make sure you use my link so you get 10 bucks off, because why not? Basically, it's actually owned by, I'm like 98% sure, but I just want to say that just in case I'm wrong. It's owned by Urban Outfitters, which you guys know is like a massive clothing store. Basically, it is, I think, $88 free shipping plus tax wherever you live, which New York's like, I'm like, okay, this is like $7 tax, thanks. But they ship you 6 items a month. You totally pick them. It's like a website. You go shopping, find your size, pick it. And there's reviews. So, like, whoever rents them can, like, leave reviews on, like how it well. Fit. Okay, yes. Okay. Pictures of them wearing it, their body type, their bra size. So you can, like, you know, compare. 6 items a month. You pick them. And they come in, like, this cute little package. And I don't know if they have different locations, but mine shipped right from Pennsylvania, which is really convenient because it's, really, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wash them. You keep them for a whole month. Wear them as much as you want. You can go, it sounds like an ad, it's totally not. You can go over your month and they won't charge you extra. You just won't be able to unlock your next month until you send it back. Yeah, which is really cool.
Wow.
But I ended up, like, a month is a lot for 6 items, so I ended up being over them, you know? And I'm trying to use the service to get, like, more, like, patterns and colorful things and things that I are not, like, basic that I already have in my wardrobe so that I can wear them once or twice and be over it.
Right.
So, yeah, and then you don't have to wash it. You zip it back up. They give you a prepaid shipping label to send it back. You put them back in the little container, little zipper. It's almost like a little small, like a giant makeup bag. You just zip them up. And then you put them in there and you send it back. And then they unlock your next month.
Wow.
It's really cool. I really like it. And they have a lot of cool brands, like fucking like some of the dresses and things I had last month, like fucking $150, $200 dress. Like, I'm not buying a yellow dress that's $200 and wearing it once. Absolutely not.
Right.
I'm paying $88. I can rent it, take my Instagram pictures because for my career, it's good. Take my Instagram photos, wear it to an event, and then send it back.
That's great.
It's really cool. It's really useful for me.
That's really great.
Yeah. And they were nice enough. They aren't doing brand deals right now, they said, but they gave my manager for me like 3 free months. Yeah. So I was like, that's really nice of them. So big shout out to them. I really, really like their service. So if you guys want to check it out, use my link in the description. Even if you like work a corporate job and you're like sick of wearing the same shit over and over again, you can just like rent items, like show up to work looking fly every day. Or if you like are in like the photography business or whatever, if you're like on camera a lot, a news anchor, if you want to wear like a cool dress every day, like shit like that. And I'm sure that there's many careers that it would be cool for. Because they have, like, formal, or they have, like, if you're going to a wedding, you could just, like, do 1 month rental, like, rent 6 dresses, and you don't have to buy an expensive dress.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I have Sarah and Carlo's wedding in October. Like, I'll just rent 6 dresses and, like, hope that one of them is good. You know what I mean? Instead of buying an expensive dress.
Wow.
So, like, I'll look at my month, see what I have going on, and then rent accordingly. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like, this month, I'm going to Broadway Con. Which is basically like a Broadway convention for like 3 days in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. And so I was like, oh, what's like, it's gonna be hot, like a nice, like flowy, cute dress, like whatever. So I like ordered some stuff for that this month.
How fun is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's fun.
It is.
And I love it. And I get excited, you know? And it's content for me, you know? Like I'll do like an unboxing on like TikTok and Reels, you know, like showing what I got. So it's like all around like
good.
Good. Yeah. It's cute. Just good for me. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not being wasteful because I just know me. Like, if it's not like a basic item.
You'll wear it once and then get rid of it.
Maybe twice. Like, I'm even like staring at that shirt that I got from Guess, that blue velvet with the
which rib. I loved. It was gorgeous on you. I love it
too. But I'm like, worn, took pictures. Like, will I wear it next winter? We'll see. I would love to, but I don't know. I it's just awesome because like. The reason I did it is because I get sick of shit. And I literally, when Zane and I like went, we were like running errands and went to drop it off. I was like, I'm so happy with this because like I'm looking at all these items and I'm like, over them already. And that's the point of this. That's why I did it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's awesome. So I love it. If it's like in your budget and worth it for you, I totally recommend.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. My third thing is I got them off of Amazon. Acrylic keychains.
Acrylic keychains?
Keychains, like blanks. Like they just look like clear circles.
Okay.
Because for Aaliyah, her and I made for her friends on graduation with the Cricut. We just personalized them all.
Oh.
So on the front side, it'll say like the person's name. And on the back side, it'll say like what college they're going to with their college colors. What a little tassel. Adorable.
That's really cute.
It's a cute little, you know, and the fact that it's handmade, whatever, and personalized, everybody loved it. It was so cute.
You could sell those.
It's so cute. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe eventually.
Put anything on them.
Yeah, he can. But we had a lot of fun doing them.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just a lot of fun.
That's so cute. You're so crafty.
And it was, they were so cheap, you know, for like, I don't know how many pieces I got, but I'll give you the link so we can share it. But it came with like the disc, the keychain, and the little tassels. It came with like a bag of different color tassels. And yeah, I think it was cute. Just for like personalized stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It was cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
I would do like two and fucking want to give up.
Well, Aaliyah said to me, because I was having her help me weed the little teeny tiny ones, because I can't see. Your bitch is blind. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Ma, I don't know how you do this. And I said, well, I love weeding. It's so like calming.
Weeding?
Yeah. It's like, you know, everything gets cut out. So like between the letters, see, take that little.
You just gave me anxiety. Oh, God.
Yeah. Taking out the little pieces between like the letters and stuff like that is so much fun. Or between the designs. But this was teeny tiny because it's a little keychain. So if you're spelling out somebody's name that's long, it's small.
Oh, my God.
So she was helping me, and she's like, I don't know how you do this. And, like, one of her friends was going to Canton, SUNY, whatever. And the SUNY whatever. It was SUNY Canton. It was so little that we ended up just doing Canton bigger.
Oh, okay.
Because the SUNY Canton side by side was just teeny tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter whether it says SUNY or not. Yeah. I'm sure she'll appreciate it regardless, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very cute. Very cute gift. The quality of them was great, you know? And yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to do.
It reminds me, speaking of patience, yesterday, Zane got me the roses. So we put them in the vase and now learned my lesson. It was like a tall, skinny vase. Now we have them in a short, wide vase. But all night, the cats were fine with it. They didn't knock it down, whatever. Woke up in the morning, I was like, oh my God, nice. They didn't knock it down. I'm having like an annoying day. Like, it was a Monday. So I'm just like doing 500 things at once. It was yesterday. And, all of a sudden, like, Zane and I are, like, talking about something, and he just knocks it down, and you know that noise when water is just flowing off of your countertop?
I sure do.
And I was like, Patchy! Aaliyah said she heard me scream from upstairs. I fucking got so annoyed. I threw my phone at the couch. I'm never like this, but I was just, I was already, like, fucking irritated from so many things. And then, so the water's pouring down, and I guess, like, we just didn't get to it fast enough. I was just annoyed. And then the vase just rolls right off the counter and shatters everywhere. Luckily, it was like a ceramic, not like a glass, which is like easier to clean up. But I'm just like, motherfucking
Benji.
Fucking my flowers all over the floor. There's plant food in the water. So I got to be careful of the cats. And you know what I mean? And then clean up my vase. I'm like, so annoying. So I put him in the bedroom in timeout while we cleaned it up. So that he didn't get hurt, but also because I was mad at him.
You know, I don't know what it is with cats and that, because I told you, Sunny did it upstairs to mine. Twice in a row. Two nights in a row.
What?
Yeah.
You were just like, oh, let me try again.
No, Everhead stood it back up, and I was like, and I can't change the vase because Aaliyah has my short, fat one, and Amani has it. I bought my son roses, guys.
It's really cute.
He was like, how come I never get flowers?
So you got him roses?
I did.
That's really
I just got them
cute.
At Lidl. They're like $8 for a dozen, and they're so beautiful. But $8 for a dozen at Lidl, I'll buy him
That's
roses.
Nice.
It makes him feel good.
Aww.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But so he has my other one. So all I had left was like a tall, thin one.
Yeah. Hmm. Now we know when you have cats. With everything. She's like, I'm going to push this off the table.
Cats are
evil.
I was going to say asshole sometimes.
Except for Bailey. She's the most wholesome cat I've ever had in my whole life.
She's adorable.
She's so wholesome. Except for when she slaps us in the morning with her claws out. Yeah.
Why?
And
she's like, wake up.
With her paw.
Play like, with me.
Oh my God, though.
So cute.
But anyways, yeah. So yeah, I lost patience with Benji yesterday. Anyways, my last favorite is a brand of jewelry. I worked with them on YouTube, Majuri.
Majuri.
Yeah, their stuff is really nice. It's like really great everyday wearable pieces. I have some earrings that I love. I also have a 10% off if you guys want, because it is expensive. It is 14 karat gold. But for me personally, I don't take my shit off. And then I was for so many years turning green and like shit was just like wearing. And I'm like, why am I spending money on this shit? If it's, I'm going to keep having to buy it again, I'd rather just invest, have it for the rest of my life, literally. So, yeah, I have some earrings. I have like these bar studs. It's literally just like almost like a lowercase L, just like a bar. And I think they're really cool and fun. And then I just have like simple gold hoops because like I wear them every day. I have the ones from Amazon that literally turned bronze. And yeah, so it's really nice to have pieces that I can wear every day, not worry about it. And I'm not taking my shit off when I wash my hands. I'm not taking it off when I shower. The only time I take off my jewelry is when I self-tan. So like I need it to be like wearable, durable, because right. Convenience. I need convenience in my life. I also have a bracelet from them that's really pretty, just dainty, everyday wearable stuff. So I really like it. It's good quality, worth the investment if you have like graduation season is here. So if you want to get somebody like a nice jewelry piece or whatever, a gift, a birthday gift, whatever. It's just nice. I feel like people appreciate like nice pieces that it's meaningful, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, that's really nice of you. So yeah, I really like their stuff. It's good.
Okay.
Good quality.
And it'll all be linked.
Yes. Everything that we just mentioned will be linked down below on my Amazon storefront. There is an Ogmil section. So everything from however long we started doing the favorites is on there. All the Amazon stuff. And Prime Day is coming July 12th. You know that?
Yes.
July 12th and 13th. Get your lists ready. I'm going to stock up the Amazon storefront.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be good. And that's that. That's our favorites.
That's that.
I went to Boston this previous weekend, so I guess I'll do a little recap of that. I went to visit my friend Sarah. She is Sarah and Carlo on TikTok, if you've seen them before. Her husband is Italian. I mean, so is she, but like he's from, like, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, she graduated nursing school, so we went to celebrate her, which just props to people that go through like any sort of like medical school. I can't even imagine. Like, wow, you guys are smart. So the way there was good. I got delayed like twice. I was supposed to take off at 2, ended up taking off at 4.
Oh.
Which is why I was going to take the train, but it ended up not working out. But it was fine. Like, I had my phone. I always have shit to do and my book and whatever, and it was okay. I was like, I just hope it doesn't get canceled, because apparently, like, airports right now are, like, understaffed, and the airports have been, like, cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
But I have TSA PreCheck, too, which is, like, by the way, if you guys don't have that, like, best investment of my life. Literally, it's, like, $85 for 5 years, and you get in security within, like, less than 10 minutes. It's absurd.
It's amazing.
Especially when you walk into the airport and you see like a giant, giant line. You're like, oh, just kidding.
I was going to say, but I'm TSA, so
You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. Like shit like that. Okay. It's just good. It's easy. Anyways, so yeah, ton of delays. But so they kept changing the gate too. Like as we were driving there, they kept changing the gate. And I was like, fuck, okay. So I go to the gate that they recently said, and then I'm sitting there, and then they change the gate again, and you see everybody get the notification.
Just get up and move.
We're all like, oh my God. And at LaGuardia, now they're like almost done renovating it, I think. I mean, it's starting to be really nice, but it's like literally was a 15-minute walk. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. So they changed the gate again. But on my way to the other gate, I met a subscriber. She was the head chef there.
Shut up.
Yes. She's like, and your website? I was like, are you kidding me? That is so cool. Her name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
So thank you so much for saying
if
hi.
If she listens.
I know. I don't know if she does. We took a selfie, but I told her to tag me and post it. I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it. But if you're in the podcast group, please post. But she was so sweet, and she was in her little chef's outfit. And she, like, we were, like, walking opposite of each other, so she, like, went across, and she, like, almost, like, bumped into some guy. She's like, I'm sorry. I watch you on YouTube. It's so cute. Aww. So she made my day. I was like, I keep getting delayed. And she's like, you're lucky it's not canceled. And I was like, I hope not. But anyway, so that was really nice. Then I waited so long. I'm sitting at the gate just like chilling. I didn't even realize they like basically called everybody to like board. And like I purposely like picked my seat to be like front of the plane so that, because I hate when they check my carry-on, like just leave it with me on the plane so I can just take it and leave and I don't have to wait at the baggage claim. So I purposely booked like a close seat, and I go up to the guy, I'm like, hi, I'm like, did you board main one, whatever? And he's like, oh yeah, you're like the last one to go on, we boarded that a while ago. I was like, oh my god. I was like, here I am like waiting for all these delays and I'm gonna fucking miss this, like really? He's like, oh, we're gonna have to check your bag though. I'm like, motherfucker, like if I just like went when they called my... It was such a small plane. Usually it takes forever to get to like the main cabin. Mm-hmm. We're like first class priority, people with wheelchairs, people, you know what I mean? So it usually takes forever, but it was a small flight. So it went like way faster than I was expecting. And I was like, motherfucker, imagine I just didn't get on the flight after all of that. I would have been so mad. So that happened. Also bone to pick. Can we talk about how men sit? I'm sitting next to this man. I'm like, bro, why do you have to have your legs all the way
wide
out?
Open?
All the
Everett
way out to Narnia.
Does it all the time, and it drives me crazy.
I get it. You want a little space. That's fine.
But a little? How big are their balls? The size
of your
fucking basketballs or something? Like, why? Like, it don't get no wider. You know? Like, when I sit next to Everett, literally, his leg is always jabbed into mine.
I'm sitting like that right now too, and it's like not comfortable. Like my fucking legs are sticking to this chair. Yeah, like that's not comfortable to me. I mean, maybe. I'm just like, oh my god, like this guy was crazy next to me. He wasn't touching me, like his leg wasn't touching me, because I was just sitting with my legs closed in my little corner by the window. But I'm like, bro, that's wide.
Just a little.
I'm like, there's no way.
Just close it a little.
And they can, because I've seen men sit with their legs crossed.
Right.
They're fine.
Oh, I know. Ever is guilty of that, and it drives me nutso.
I actually don't notice if Zane does it. I don't think he does.
No, I don't think he does either. Yeah. I think Zane sits with his leg crossed a lot.
Yes, he does. Amani sits with wide legs, I feel like. I don't know. We have to pay attention.
We'll pay attention.
But anyways, my weekend was great. I stayed with her and her family. They were so welcoming. You guys know I'm trying to learn Italian, and like her whole family speaks it. I was like hanging out with her Nona. She was so sweet. Her dad speaks it. Her husband speaks it. So I was just sitting there just like soaking it in. The reason I'm learning Italian is because I love just listening to it. I grew up around it. Not like my family personally, but I mean, my grandma speaks like a tiny bit and understands, but nothing like that I would have learned. But we have like neighbors, family, friends, like a lot of people around us speak it, and I've just always like been so fascinated. Like I sit there and I'm like, wow, so beautiful. So now that I'm learning, which is not easy, I was sitting there listening to their conversations trying to see if I could pick up on any words or topics or anything. I'll get there, but it's hard.
Yeah,
because they talk so fast and I can't tell what is separating the words, which we talk really fast in English too, so like I understand. And her husband had said that, you know, like if people talk slow in English, I can understand way better. Like, I'm like, totally, you know, understandably
exactly.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. So like, it's hard for me to differentiate when like a word ends and it all just sounds like one long word. But I'll get there. But he would like say something in English and I would like try to think like, oh, what is that in Italian? And I would like say it back to him to kind of like start to train my brain. So that was really cool and fun. I love listening to it. It's just gorgeous. And yeah, her family was really great. The party was fun. It was a very chill weekend. I literally flew there on a Friday, came home on a Sunday, which I love that the flight is so short, by the way. And I will say the last time I went to Boston, it was more of like city staying. And obviously, like, they don't live right in the city. They live outside of it. And so seeing, like, the suburby areas and just, like, we went by this little area. I'm not going to remember what it's called, but it's, like, by the water. And it was just so gorgeous. And it really, really reminds me of Long Island.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, kind of woodsy areas, kind of like a Smithtown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's areas like that. There's areas by the water. Like, it's very, like, Long Island vibes. And even, like, Sarah said it, like, when she came here, she's like, I love Long Island. I mean, I think that's why.
Wow. Because
we're so similar. You know what
Except
I mean?
Except we pronounce our R's.
Except, yes, that was a topic of conversation throughout the weekend.
They don't pronounce the R's, and we pronounce our R's.
Yeah. Like, I would say something like, oh, my God, look at all those mosquitoes. And they're like, all? You mean all those mosquitoes? All?
When you said that to me the other day, I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, all.
All?
Yeah. All.
All.
Look at all those mosquitoes.
All.
Yeah. Or, like, one of her friend's moms, like, said something to me, like, I was talking to her about my flight, and she was like, yeah, that's when they stop boarding, or something like that. I was like, huh? Like, when they start boarding?
Stop.
When they stop boarding. So, yeah, it was, like, a topic of conversation. Like, there was a point where, like, her dad looked at me, and she's like, huh, I like the accent. Oh, I said, like, her dog got, like, wrapped up under the table, because she was on, like, a super long leash outside, so that she didn't, you know, whatever. So, I was like, oh, she probably, like, walked under the table. He's like, walked? I'm like, how the fuck would you say that? He's like, probably walked under the table. They pronounce their L's, too. Yeah. Probably walked under the table. I'm like, walked. Coffee. No, coffee.
No.
Yeah, but it was a talk conversation. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah. That was that. I'm trying to think of anything else happened while I was there. It was just like a nice relaxing trip. If you want to see visuals, I have the vlog going up today. And yeah, the way home flight was good. I got delayed a tiny bit because of the stupidest thing. One of the overhead bins broke. They're like, because like we boarded on time. I was like, yes, amazing. Like, I'm gonna get home quick. And then they're like, oh, there's going to be a slight delay. The maintenance guy is on his way. One of the overhead bins broke. I'm like, that fucking would happen to me on my flight. You're fucking kidding me. But it was quick. He came on and he like didn't, I thought he was going to like take it apart with like screwdrivers and shit. He just like used like tape to like keep it up for like then whatever. So I'm like, oh, good.
It's like duct tape. Fixes everything.
Yeah. Yes. But I was like, of course. Like, that would happen to me. That's why I would get delayed. Whatever.
Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was really nice. The weather was stunning. My self-tanner is dripping off of my body, though.
Mm.
Yeah. I really want to get a base tan. Like, can I stop?
Tomorrow, you're going to the beach.
I'm really trying to find balance. It's really hard.
But tomorrow, you're going to the beach, so you'll get it.
I'm gonna. I should make that a priority.
Yeah.
Like, no matter
you'll
what.
You'll feel better, right? When you get that tan, you'll feel better, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
for my mental health.
Time. Beach, waves, crashing, water. Oh, yeah. So nice.
Maybe Zane will come with me.
Aww.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
We've been trying to do a beach date. He actually asked me to go to the beach last week, but we like didn't have the time or and the weather was kind of eh.
All right. Well, plan it tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
You got it.
We both just
pick
have
up some Wally's.
We just have
go
just,
to the beach.
Yeah, I love Wally's. We both just have so much shit to do.
That's all right. You could take a couple 2 hours out of your day. Just go for 2 hours.
No, you're right. I just feel like I can't keep up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And yes. Now I've been stressing about my recipe website, you guys. If I can just vent for a second. We'll get into emails next time because we're already like hitting a high mark.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time we're going to do accidental texts. So that's going to be a fun episode.
That will be.
Sorry, Alyssa's a chatty Cathy today. But for my website, like I'm trying to get Google AdSense, which is what YouTube uses. Google AdSense to put ads on people's YouTube videos. And I thought it would be like an easy peasy thing. And apparently now it's like really hard. And I'm like reading a lot of reviews that like they're declining recipe websites because there's so many of them and it's not like, quote, unique enough. So I've been trying to find like contacts. It's like impossible to contact these people, but my manager's trying to help me out and I'm trying to figure it out. But I don't know what to do because as much as I love, like that was my goal. Like I wanted to put it up for free and just have ads on the website. And as much as I love that idea, like, I also work my ass off on this and I want to profit off of it in some way. So I'm considering maybe, like, some sort of, like, subscription. I don't know because I don't want to, like, I've had it up for free and then, like, what, to make people pay? Or like maybe like some of it is subscription, like if you want all the content. I don't know.
I don't know
because I want to like post all the recipes on TikTok and Instagram. So that's like not like feasible. I'm just like really stressed about it. It's more not, I'm just disappointed. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Because now I'm like, even if I wanted to do like, say like YouTube videos of like cooking all the recipes, like horizontally, like a cookie with me long video and like use that as content, that's just a whole nother thing I have to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like stressed about it. So that's been really stressing me out. Yeah. And then I feel like there's just so much to keep up with. And I feel like I can't go sit at the beach because I have to like keep up with everything. But, like, I need to take time off. I'm struggling balancing.
Take the time off and clear your brain for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I know it's easier said than done a lot of the times, but, you know, when you sit here and, like, nothing is making sense and it's frustrating and everything else like that, sometimes it's best to just
step back.
Yeah.
I think what frustrates me the most is, you know, like, sometimes when you're mad because you're mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you're like, why am I mad? I can't do anything about it right now. And then you get mad that you're mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm doing that to myself in a way of like, okay, like after this week, it's going to chill. After this week, it's going to chill. And I'm like, what? It's never fucking chilling. What's happening?
Yeah.
And now I'm mad. Then I'm mad.
It's like whatever day that was, Sunday, when you came home. It was like a shit fucking day. Mm-hmm. And like I had mentioned to Zane earlier, like I didn't know if you were coming home Sunday. So I was like, I don't know when Liz is coming home, but if you're not doing anything, if you want, pool's open, it's hot, if you want to come up, food, whatever. And then it was just like a snowball effect. Just everything kept happening. And I was like, should I just cancel with Zane? Because it was just like, I don't want to be in a shit mood.
Right.
You know? And then it was like, no, I'm going to do it because I said I was going to do it. And Eric kept saying, why don't you just come in the pool for a little bit? Why don't you come to, I don't want to fucking go in the pool. And then I did. And then I did feel better.
Yeah.
But it took me a while because I'm like, I'm annoyed. Shit's happening. I don't want to go swim. And it's like,
yeah.
It's just like going relax, in there cool. Yeah.
Get off your phone.
Yeah. So go to the beach tomorrow.
Okay.
Even if it's for 2 hours.
I'm going to do it.
You know?
Yeah.
Go for 2 hours. Soak in that
vitamin sun, D.
That vitamin D.
Yeah.
And it'll just make you feel better after.
Yeah.
You know? Pain in the ass to do. It's like,
yeah,
clear your schedule, whatever. But once you're there, you'll enjoy it for those couple of hours.
Yeah.
You know? And you'll feel back like a reset.
Yeah. I also get mad at myself too because I'm like, social media is going to die one day. Like, I love my job. I love what I do. I love sharing. It excites me. But I'm like, am I fucking wasting my time? Do you know what I mean? Like, this sounds so dumb, but I'm just like letting out what's in my brain lately. But it's like, why am I spending time instead of like enjoying my time and my life at a beach, reading a book, enjoying myself, making a fucking TikTok and posting an Instagram photo? But like, it's my job. But also like in the grand scheme of things, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I'm stressing over posting a TikTok.
Right.
That's dumb.
It's not. It's your life.
I know.
It's your job.
I have like angel devil on my shoulder.
Right. You're blessed and cursed.
100%.
Well, right. Yeah. You're blessed and cursed. But
your life is great and it also kind of sucks.
But we were talking about that not too long ago on the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, what if you had a 9-to-5? There'd be perks and the, you know, the good and the bad with that too. So
yeah,
it's a different struggle. You definitely have a different struggle than others, but it's still a struggle regardless. It's just like when we say, oh, I had a tough life, but somebody has it tougher. It doesn't matter. You know, like for you right now, this is your struggle. This is what you're going through.
Yeah.
Me on Sunday with everything that was happening, it was my current struggle.
Yeah.
And listen, it's what life is. You know, we definitely, it's so tough, right?
It's so true. Like, there's always going to be something worse going on. There's always going to be something sadder going on. So that doesn't mean you can't be sad about something.
Correct. Yeah. But also, at the same time, it's like, just slow down so you can enjoy life. Life is precious, right? So it's like, we're speeding through, and it's like, for, like you said, oh, next week it'll slow down. Next week it'll slow down. And that's what I feel. I feel like all of us on some level or another do that. Be like, oh, let me just get through this and then it'll be calm. Right. You know, like for me, it's been like, let's just get through the school year.
Yeah.
And then it's going to, and it's like,
no, there's always going to be something else.
Exactly. So, because now it's going to be like the college tours.
Yeah.
But I think by doing that, though, is how we regain control. For a second, you know, it's like, let me just, like you, before you announced your channel, right? That's all that you were focused on, your website, sorry.
Yeah.
That's all you were focused on. And then when you did it, you were like,
now I'm like, now
it's
like,
now it's the AdSense thing, right? Yeah. And it's like, once you get that settled, then it'll be something else. So it's like, but to worry about it, and then when you get through it, it's like the, okay, I can breathe.
And then not breathe about something else.
Right, right. But that's, you know, it's life.
Yeah. And I think that's what's frustrating is, like, I keep telling myself, okay, next week. Okay, this is just a busy week. This is just a busy week. And it's like, there's always going to be busy weeks. So now what can I do to, like, change my routine and change what I'm doing? Because obviously this is just my life. It's not just a busy week. This is just my life. I'm always going to be keeping up with content and uploading vlogs and filming and editing and doing TikToks and brand deals and contracts and meetings and like so many things
and cooking and recipes
cooking and filming the recipes and putting up the recipes and like keeping up with my social life and keeping up with my family and my friends and working out and like there's it's all always gonna be there. That's just my life and I'm so blessed and I love it. So now it's like, okay, Alyssa, like reevaluate, because you can't just keep doing what you're doing because it's not working, because you're not taking time for yourself. So you need to be more harsh on like your restrictions with work, and like that TikTok can be edited tomorrow. Like, it's okay. You know what I mean? So I now it's like, if nothing's changing, if the cycle is not changing, then I need to change something.
I agree.
So I think I'm at that point in like, I need to change something. Because like, I went down to 2 videos a week and it's, I'm still feel, I now I feel like I can't keep up with 2 videos a week. Because I've added on a business. Because
you, right.
Which I have to remember is like, yes, you've added on a business.
There was a little brief time in that moment that you were like, wow, ever since I went down to 2 days a week, I'm feeling so great.
Yes.
Like, it's just nice. I'm enjoying life. And now you have that next. Yeah. But because, again, like, that's a great thing to have. It's 100%. A great problem.
And I'm so grateful.
To have, you know?
I love being busy. When I'm not busy, I'm sad.
Right.
So like, I am grateful for it. It's just like, my brain is like, whenever I have a free moment, I'm like, okay, now try developing another recipe. Oh, you could edit that TikTok and post it. Oh, you should get ahead and like edit next week's vlog. Or like, you should go like film that content for the brand deal so that it's done and over with. You know what I mean? Like, my brain is always like,
you never allow yourself to just shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Until I get all like that work done, and then I feel like I can enjoy. And like, that's not a way to live life, because I'm always going to have work.
Right.
That's my rant. I'm not like, woe is me, because like, I'm grateful.
No, not at all. Because as you're saying this, it's like, I remember going through like the younger years, raising kids, having that same thing. It's like, oh my God, as soon as she's off the bottle, it'll be easier. Or as soon as she's out of diapers, it'll be easier. Yeah. Or as soon as he walks, it'll be easier. There's always, and I think it's just this life, you know, and it's how we deal with it. And it's like, you know, as the kids are going through different stages in life, and it's like, or they're at a point, maybe it's when Imani was colic, it's like, fuck, you know, like, I just need this to pass, you know, and it's like, this too shall pass, you know, and it's like,
I think we touched on it in a recent episode too, in terms of like, even like physical, like somebody was like, oh, when I get here, and we were like, no, it's not when you get there, because there's going to be something else.
It's always going to be something. So I think to counterbalance that would be like the carving out the 2 hours going to the beach, you know, taking away, like being able to completely allow your mind, which I don't know how, because I'm the same way, which when I try to go to sleep at night, I'm up because it's like, oh, I have to go to Walmart, I have to make sure I get this, I need cat litter, I have to get this. So I know, like, I'm nowhere near as busy with you, like, career and doing businesses and stuff like that, but it's like just life in general. I gotta worry about like who has food and needs food and who wants this, and Imani wants yogurt, and you know, and I just feel like I never allow my brain to shut off too. So
and just enjoy now.
Yeah.
Enjoy
so
now.
Just enjoy the moment.
Like you said with kids, like, put the dishes can wait.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we put that ideology on us now?
Right.
The dishes can fucking wait.
Yeah.
The fucking editing can wait.
Right. It can. And that's what we got to do. That's what you got to do. I mean, I've definitely gotten so much better.
I think I have too. I've definitely made strides.
Yeah.
I think I just have to adjust my strides in a different way now.
Yeah. And I think it goes for everybody. Like I said, whether it's raising kids and you're going through it, whether you're a content creator like Alyssa going through it, or just a mom worried about the grocery list and the laundry.
Yeah.
It's like we all are going through the same things at different levels, you know, like in different aspects in our life right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's just for your own sanity. And, you know, like the gratefuls definitely help when you think about what you're grateful for and stuff like that. I think it just like humbles you and grounds you. And also we have to, which I know when you just brought up that girl who wrote in about the when I get to this part.
Yeah.
Stop the comparisons.
Oh, yeah.
We are struggling as a society because we compare everything. We compare everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been so over social media.
Yeah.
I like to watch Instagram stories because I feel like it's real life, what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I barely scroll my feed anymore. Very rare. I don't touch Facebook. I don't go on Twitter anymore. What's another social media?
I don't know.
YouTube, I unsubscribed a few weeks ago from so many people.
Really?
I literally only have a few people that I watch every day. I'm like, why do I have these people that I'm subscribed to? Like, I keep my feed clean and people that I actually enjoy.
Right.
I'm just ridded.
Yeah. That's what we have to do. I mean, focus on the things that are important, you know, instead of worrying about, the comparisons. That to me is, I see it with Aaliyah. I see it with myself. I see it with Ever. And it's, when you... It's easy to see in somebody else, right? So it's easy for me to see it with Ever. It's easy for me to see it with an Aaliyah. And then I'm like, wait, I do the same shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we, I think, again, as society, we need to just stop that because it's not healthy. And we never know, you know, everything on social media. And it could be social media. It could be a friend. It could be whatever. But you never know their struggles. And everything just isn't picture worthy. You know what I'm saying? Their life looks great, but you don't know what the struggles are behind the scenes.
Yeah, and if you looked at my Instagram feed, you wouldn't know that I was having a bad week or something.
Right. So it's you know, to compare yourself to people that you, you know.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely so is.
Stop looking at other people and altering the way that you live your life. Live your life that's authentic to you and how you want to live your life on a daily basis.
Yes.
Think about the way you would live your life if you never went on social media.
Think about it. Living off the grid. Oh, I get so jealous of people that could just
I just said it to Zane yesterday. I'm like, what if we just didn't wake? What if we just woke up and didn't have to post on social media?
I need to go use the bathroom.
Oh, wait, we can end it.
Okay, love you. Bye. I love you guys. I have to go pee though.
Okay, I'll end it because we were just rambling at this point. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry for my ramble. It's just a brain dump. Zane's in the bathroom. She's like, I have to pee. That was just a brain dump of what I've been feeling lately. And I'm just going through the motions. Some weeks I have it all together where I'm ahead of the game, feeling so good. And some weeks I feel like I'm drowning and I feel like I can't take time for myself, but I need to do it. Okay. I'm going to stop now. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to support this podcast, you totally don't have to, but there's a link in the description. It's $2.99 a month. You get our episodes early, so you get our Mondays on Sundays and our Thursdays on Wednesdays, and you do not have to listen to advertisements. So go check that out. And if you could please rate us 5 stars on Spotify, it helps us tremendously, and it literally takes 2 seconds. You don't have to write anything. You just hit the 5-star button. So thank you guys for listening. We will talk to you all on Thursday. We hope you have a great rest of your week. I'm alone. Okay, love you. Bye.